A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Word Fountain Christian Ministries. Be blessed.
Lord, concerning this second half of this year, it is you who has given us the opportunity. My Lord, my God, we pray that you will help us to utilize it fully to the praise and glory of your name. We pray, Lord, this morning that even as we open the scriptures, Lord, you will open our hearts, our minds, our thoughts, O God, to the meditation of your word. That, Lord, at the end of this service today, as we will move out of this place, O God, we will know that the Lord has been with us. We will know that our lives have been touched. We will know that our lives have been changed for the better. To the praise and glory of your name. I thank you, my Lord, my God, that even as I minister unto your people, O God, even in this hour, Lord, I submit myself before you. And I say, Lord, use me. To the praise and glory of your name. That, Lord, at the end of this service, concerning me, concerning your people, we will come out of this place saying, yes, indeed, he is Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is already there, the Lord who is always there for us. Lord, we bless you, and I pray that, Lord, concerning your people, as they listen today, Lord, give them understanding. Lord, let their hearts be open to the word. Let their hearts be receptive to the word. In the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. We may be seated, church. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you very much. It's wonderful to see all of you today on this sunny day. Hallelujah. It is the doing of the Lord, and it is marvelous in our sight. Amen. We thank him. I thank the Lord for this opportunity to stand before you, the people of the living God. Amen. It is a privilege, and I also want to appreciate our mommy in the house, our senior pastor. Hallelujah. We don't take it lightly whenever she gives us this opportunity to share. Hallelujah, to this ministry that God has entrusted in her hands. We are grateful. And thank you, Ma, for the opportunity. I thank you, people of God. I pray that even as we fellowship together today, you will be blessed. I'll be blessed. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The theme for the month of July, it is our month for faith. For faith and fitness. Hallelujah. It's our month of faith and fitness, the month of July. And I know a lot of us, we are getting ready, you know, to have the prayer in the park, you know, on the 22nd of July. You know, it's always good. And I know, you know, we usually make sure that in this month we do so many different things that, you know, reminds us, you know, to keep healthy. That reminds us that it is always good, you know, to be healthy all the time. You know, others I know, we don't touch any fizzy drinks. You know, we depend on fruits and, you know, vegetarian diet. You know, things like that. It is good. It is good. And we thank God for it. And the theme for the month is wonders of healing. Taken from the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, from verse 15 to 16. Bear with me. I think today we'll do a lot of reading of the word. So I ask the media to help with the other mic, please. And I pray that as we open the scriptures and we read them, we will all be blessed. Amen. Amen. Right. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, from verse 15 to 16. The Bible says, in so much... Okay, let me start from verse 12. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest, just no man joined himself to them, but the people magnified them, and believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both of men and women, in so much that they brought forth the sick in the streets and laid them on the beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed everyone. Amen. Can someone read another translation? This is King James Version. Can someone read that verse 16 for me, please?
Acts 5, verse 16. Crowds came from the villages around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those possessed by evil spirits, and they were all healed.
Amen. They were all healed. Hallelujah. They were all healed. There was no one who returned back and they did not receive their healing. Everyone who was brought forth, they were all healed. Amen. And in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 19, from verse 10 to 12, the Bible says, and this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both the Jews and Greeks. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God, he is a healer. Amen. God heals. That's the beginning. When we believe that there is a God who exists, when we believe that there is a God, the God of Isaac, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God who heals, when we believe it, it begins to work in our lives. One thing that we need to do is to believe. In Hebrews chapter 6, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, the Bible says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. So, we must believe that God is the creator. We must believe that God heals. There are so many places in the Bible that we are going to look at that shows us that God is the healer. But I want us to first of all find out what is the meaning of healing. What does healing mean? Healing, according to the dictionary, it says healing is the process of making or becoming sound or health again. It is the process of becoming sound or becoming health again. That means there might have been a damage that might have happened. But it is a process where you want to repair the living tissues or the organs and the biological system as a whole. And then the resumption of normal functioning. You want everything to come back to normal. But this happens as a process. So we want to thank God for all those in the medical field that God has given unto us. We don't deny it. We believe and we know that concerning this body, indeed, there are people that God has trained, people who are specialists, who will tell us exactly what is the problem. But you know what? They do care for us. But we know that God heals. Every medication, you know, when the nurses or the doctors, when they prescribe any kind of medication to you, to me, you know, what we do, we follow the process, is it? We follow the procedure. If they say concerning this medication, you need to take it twice per day, you make sure that you know you take it twice a day. If they say you need to take it just after your lunch or after your dinner, you follow the process. If you don't follow the process, then the effectiveness of the medication will not really yield the required results. It's exactly the same with the Word of God. For us, for that process to take place, for us to come to that place where we are made whole again, we need to depend upon His Word. That's His medication. That's what He has given unto us. You see, the Bible records in the book of Proverbs that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If one thinks that this sickness is going to kill me, you know, surely it happens. I read some time back that everyone who dies, they accept death. They actually say, yes, the time is now. My time has come. They accept that, you know, it is the time. But this happens because they confess it with their mouth. They say it with their mouth. So every day, concerning those that you are believing for healing, concerning you, maybe you have got any kind of sickness or disease that, you know, it troubles your mind day and night. But what is it that is in your mind? What is it that you have stored in this, your brain, as your, you know, as the hardware of your body? Everything that goes in the brain, everything that goes in the heart. You know, we will look at some of the scriptures that the Bible records in Proverbs chapter 4. I think it's in verse 23, where the Bible records of, you know, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. So what is it that you are putting in that body? What is it that you are putting in your mind every day? Oh, and whenever any situation rises, you know what? High blood pressure, it's not something that just comes on its own like that. I know there are so many theories of, you know, inherited kind of things because your mom or your dad and different things used to, you know, to have that and all sorts. But, you know, there is another kind of high blood pressure that comes because of things that you hear from people. They just bring all sorts of things. So the Lord said, guard your heart with all diligence so that when those things are being brought unto you, you block them. You put a fence round about and you say, no. That's not for me. That's not for me. You know, I was one of the ministers in International Ministers Fellowship, Bishop Stafford. He said, you know what? I said, only bring what I need to hear. And I am able to solve it. But all the kind of quarreling, all the kind of gossip and all that, please don't bring that kind of stuff to me. And I said, it's so evident in his life. I think we've seen him here, is he? He's of good age, but this man looks wonderful. You know, and I said, wow, this man, you know, he really preaches what, you know, the life he is living is evident to what he's saying. There are some things that you just need to block your mind away and not to allow all sorts to come to you. You know, I'm not saying when problems are brought to you, you should just try to block them. No. Yes, there are genuine people who bring things to you that you know what? I don't have the solution, but God has the solution. We will pray together. Because it's not you who is supposed to keep all these things. You cannot solve them. You can't. By your own might, you see, the way God created us. That's why I say, Lord, teach me to number my days, that I might apply my heart unto wisdom. Because, you see, the body, as time goes on, you know, after a certain age, it begins to go. You know, when you are born, it's like fast. Oh, this child is growing so quickly. This child, oh, we thank God. Yes, that's how God created everything. When a child is born, what we are expecting is growth. We are expecting to see growth. But as we age, You know, those very things that we used to do when we were young, they begin to come again. Whereby you see elderly people, they are so afraid of falling down.
Yes.
You know, you say, no, just because you, it's natural. It's something that is so easy. Ah, come on, just walk. But it's not like that. You see, but how do we prepare all these kind of things? It's what we put in our heart, what we put in our mind. So we are still there on that place where we are saying that God heals, and we have looked at the fact that, you know, healing, it is a process of becoming or health again, or coming to that place where everything begins to function normal again. In Exodus chapter 15, Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, if someone can open there, please, and someone, Exodus 23, 15. We want to establish the fact that indeed, this God we worship, he is the one who heals. He is our healer. He said it in his word. And whatsoever he says, it is established when we believe it. So Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, I will read. Because I think I didn't see anyone standing up. Right, Exodus 15, 26, the Bible says, and said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I'll put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that heals you.
Amen.
Amen. I am the Lord, your healer. I am the Lord that heals you. Amen. In Exodus 23, verse 25, the Bible says, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take away sicknesses away from the midst of you. Amen. So we see, even the bread we eat, even the water we drink, it's blessed of the Lord. There is what we call the healing of the land. There are so many different kinds of healing, but we will look at some of them. But you know, there is the healing of the land in Second Chronicles that we always read. You know, we see that, you know, God would say that I will heal your land. During the time of Elisha, in one of the chapters in 2 Kings, we see the people came to Elisha and they said, concerning everything, everything is wonderful in this land. But the water is bitter. The water has caused anything that you use to water the ground to be barren. And Elisha said, there is a solution in the Lord. He asked them to bring salt, and as he put the salt, sometimes you'll be looking and say, come on now, the water is bitter. Maybe it requires something that is sweet. You know, but he used salt. You know, as he put salt in that water, the Bible records that, you know, the waters were healed. And all the kind of barrenness that it was bringing upon the land, everything disappeared. Why? Because there was a man of God who believed that God heals. That's the point. The fact that God, he is our healer. God heals. Can someone open for me, please, Psalms 107, verse 20? If you are there, can you read, please, for us?
Thank you.
Psalm 107, verse 20,
yeah,
reads, he sent out his word and,
yes,
healed them, snatching them from the door of death.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He sent out his word and he healed them, snatching them from the door of death. He delivered them from all their distractions. Because why? He is the Lord who heals. He is the Lord, our healer.
Amen.
Amen. And Isaiah 53, verse 5. If someone is there, please, can you read for me?
Isaiah 53,
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But he was wounded for our transgressions. Mm-hmm. He was bruised for our iniquities.
Yes.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Mm-hmm. And with his stripes we are healed.
Hallelujah. Amen. By his stripes we are healed. Amen. We are healed. Hallelujah. You just have to believe it, my brother, my sister. I need to believe it. That by the stripes of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, everything that looked barren concerning me, concerning your life, when he was nailed on that cross, when he died on that cross, the resurrected Christ, glorious one, seated upon the right hand of the living God, he is alive. As he died, he buried everything, every sickness, every disease, every infirmity, every spirit that is not of God. He laid it on the cross. It was nailed on the cross. By his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. We have to believe it. When we believe it, we see things coming to pass in our lives. No matter how long it will take. But what you need to do is to believe that I believe the word of God. There was this man with the epileptic boy. You know, Jesus asked him, he said, do you believe? He said, help my unbelief. I believe. Even if it means I don't believe, I come to that place where I say, concerning my unbelief, help me. That I will begin to believe today. That you are able to heal. It doesn't matter how long it will take. But one thing that I know is that God heals. God heals. Oh, the man in John chapter 5, that man at Bethesda, the man had been there for many years. But the man did not give up. He did not say that when the waters are stirred and the grace of God is upon the waters, he did not say, oh, I will not move. Every day he was sitting on that pool of Bethesda, waiting when the waters are stirred. And the time came, he received his healing. It doesn't matter how long it will take. God heals. The Bible records of so many miracles that Jesus did, and most of them were healing miracles. He healed many of them. We see the woman with the withered hand the woman with the spirit of infirmity for 18 years. 18 years, the woman could not stand properly for 18 years. And as he asked all of them who were gathered there, they were waiting to say, oh, is he going to heal on the Sabbath and things like that? You know, he was vexed the fact that, you know, the enemy wanted this woman to continue like that for 18 years. He said, be healed. And the Bible says she was straightened. Her back was straightened. And immediately she started to glorify God. After 18 years, God is the God of miracles. He is the God who heals. He is the God who heals. We see in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3, we see during the hour of prayer, as the disciples were going into that, you know, into the temple to pray. Can you imagine? The gate was called beautiful. But the life of this man was not beautiful. Every time they would drag him, others were even making profit out of his life. Oh, today I'm the one who is bringing you there. How much are you going to collect? When you collect, I'm going to take my portion. There are others, you know, who the same the Pharisees used to do, whereby they will be so annoyed when Jesus heals. There are others who are saying, oh, let that sickness continue. But God forbids. God forbid it in the name of Jesus. We have a God who heals. His name is Jesus. The Bible records that God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. This is in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. That is the name you carry. That is the name you have. That is the name I have. The name of Jesus. The name that is above every name. Hallelujah. It takes the grace of God to come to that place of no return where you know, I believe. Oh, Lord, I believe. Oh, Lord, I believe. It is well with me. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I believe. Oh, Lord, I believe. It is well with me. In the name of Jesus. Yes. It is well with your family. It is well with you. It is well with your children. It is well with everything that God has put in your hands. It is well. It is well. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You have to believe that it is well with you. When everything was looking like, oh, the world has come to an end, Job still believed that God was still God. And you know what? It came to pass. When God blessed him, God is looking to those people who have the faith like the faith of Abraham. The Bible says he, you know, against hope he believed, you know, because he looked at himself. He looked at his wife Sarah. He looked at everything that was surrounding him. And it looked like, you know what, there is no way out. But you know, he found a way out in God. And that's why he's the father of many nations. It was by that faith. That faith, just that faith, he believed in hope that with God, all things are possible. You know what? They have given every kind of disease, every kind of sickness, they have given it a name, is it? But we just read here that there is a name in Philippians 2, 9 and 10. That there is a name that is above every other name. And that name is the name of Jesus. It is God who ordained it. It is God. You know what? God is not like a man that he should lie. When he says something, he will always do it. So it doesn't matter how long it will take. But as long as you will stay in that presence of the Lord, knowing that God heals, knowing that, yes, weeping may endure for a night, but I know, he said in his word, I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on God. You are saying, Lord, I put my mind on you to the very end. I put my mind on thee. He will come forth for you. He will do it. There is nothing that is too hard for God. There is nothing that is too difficult for God. The greatest inheritance that we have as believers is the word of God. Even when everything is taken away from you, you can start again. You can rise up and start again. So we don't have any excuse. We have a great God who can do wonders. We have a great God who can do wonders in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I mentioned that, you know, we have different types of healing. We have the healing of the mind. I think we mentioned in Proverbs chapter 4 from verse 20 to 23. If someone can open there, please. We have the healing of the land, the healing of the soul, and then the healing of the body that we're just talking about right now. That's the healing of the body. But you know, the healing of the mind, I think we need to, you know, to look more in that area. Can someone read for me, please, Proverbs 4, 20 to 23, and Philippians chapter 4, verse 9, I think so. Verse 8, hallelujah.
Amen. Proverbs 4, 20 to 23, I yes. read. Yes, my son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life unto those that found them, and health all to all their flesh. Amen. Keep thy heart with all diligence, hallelujah, for out of it are the issues of life.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Enter Proverbs. If it's still there, if you can just quickly read Proverbs 23, 7, please.
Proverbs 23.
Yeah, verse 7.
Proverbs 23, verse 7. Mm. For as he thinketh in his heart,
yes,
so is he.
Hallelujah.
Eat and drink, says he to thee.
Thank you.
That his heart is not with thee.
Thank you, ma'am.
Amen.
You. Right. And someone please, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Are we there? Anyone? Okay, I'll read. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. The Bible says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on these things. Just pause. And just, right now, what are you thinking about? Right now, in this place, what are you thinking about? Are you thinking of these things we are talking about? Or your mind is already in Tesco, that after this church service, I'm just going to buy that, and then after that I'll go then see that family. Where is your mind right now? The Bible says the word of God is quick and powerful in Hebrews 4:12, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing the divisions of bone marrow, soul and spirit, and discerning the intentions and the thoughts of the heart. Where is your mind right now? You see, all these places we read just now, they talk of you inclining the word of God deep down in your heart, meditating upon it, and then as you do so, it yields results. And whatsoever we read again in Philippians 4 there, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is of good report, whatsoever is of excellent results, meditate, think on these things. Let your praise be on those things. That means you cannot allow your mind to be filled with negative thoughts. You cannot allow your mind, you know, this is not a positive, what do they call it? Positive thinking, no, that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking of the word of God. Amen. There's a difference between positive thinking and the word of God. Because yes, they tell you all these guys who do yoga and all those things, they mainly talk of, you know, you yourself. You are the God of yourself. So as you meditate, no. I'm talking of you meditating on the one who created you. I'm talking of you submitting to his authority and saying, Lord, I have no any other. I have you. You are my everything. Lord, concerning this matter, concerning my children, Lord, we have gone to all different kinds of doctors. The Bible said this woman, she had gone to all physicians. She had spent every penny that she had, but she could not receive the healing. But there come a day when she said, I am sick and tired. I have tried everything, but I have seen that it doesn't work. I have heard of this man of Nazareth. His name is Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth. As long as I will go... She did not say even the word. She said, as long as I will just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. That was her thinking. In her mind, she knew that, you know, when I come to him, when I submit to him, when I surrender to him, he is able to heal me. Amen. And it came to pass that she was healed of her sickness. Hallelujah. So, your mind, my brothers, my sisters, my mind. Let my mind be sold out for Jesus. That anything that wants to bombard my mind with negative thoughts, I look unto the Lord and I say, Lord, I don't know how to carry this, Lord. But I submit this, Lord, before you. For you say that your burden and your yoke is easy. So I exchange it, oh God, for yours. I take that position where you want me because I submit everything at the foot of the cross. And as you do so, you begin to see some changes. You know what? We're talking of different kinds of healing. And you know, in all these different kinds of healing, some of them are instant. Instant healing. It just happens immediately. You are healed in the name of Jesus. And it happens. And there are some that will take time. There are some that Jesus will say, oh, as you go, your servant is healed. Concerning the centurion servant, he came to Jesus and he said, you know, my servant is sick. And Jesus said, I will come and heal. The man said, just say the word. And as he said the word, you know, the servant was healed. The commander of the army, you know, he had to go and dip down, you know, into the river. Different times, is it? And then he received his healing. So there are some instant healings. There are some that will take time. But it's up to you. Where is your mind stayed? I will keep him in perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on me? Oh, hallelujah. I pray today that our mind will be stayed on God. We will flush out everything that needs to be flushed out of our bodies, that needs to be flushed out of our mind. From today onwards, your life will not remain the same. In the name of Jesus. As you are aging, you will age gracefully. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, that is part of life. We can't run away from it. Yeah, we can't continue to be babies, you know. But this life that we are living, it can only be lived once, you see. But we need to live it well. You see, we cannot deny the medical field. God has blessed them. So whenever they say some things to us, we need to follow them. And as we are, every medication that the doctors give you, you pray before you take it. All the kind of, because they will tell you that, oh, this concerning this medication, they have got this kind of, am I lying, mommy? Yeah. They have this kind of side effects and all that. So you say, God, concerning these side effects that I have been told that, you know, this medication have and all that, I thank you that you are the one who heals. As I take it, because it is temporal. You know why? Because it is a process where you want your body to come back to normal, is it? Whereby you will not be using medication. Amen. So in that temporal measure, you are still praying to God. Yes. As I take this medication, God, I thank you that any kind of side effects, it will not be my portion in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that you are the healer. I thank you for the doctors, the nurses, oh my Lord, all the specialists in the medical field that, Lord, yes, Father, you have given knowledge, wisdom, understanding. But I bless your name that you are the healer. Everything, oh God, that they have said, Lord, they have all a limitation. But I know that you are the one who does not have any limitation. And I bless your name that, Lord, concerning my son, concerning my daughter, concerning my uncle, concerning my auntie, they are healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. So you submit it to God. You submit to his authority in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Finally, as we round up, I want us to look at the story of Bartimaeus of Jericho. Mark chapter 10. Verse 46 to 52. Can someone read for me, please?
Mark 10, 46.
Yes.
Then they reached Jericho, and yes, as Jesus and his disciples left town, a large crowd followed him.
Yes.
A blind beggar named Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting beside the road. Yes. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was nearby, he began to shout, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Be quiet, many of the people yelled at him. But he shouted louder, Son of David, have mercy on me. When Jesus heard him, he stopped and said, Tell him to come here. So they called the blind man. Cheer up, they said. Come on, he is calling you. 50. But Bartimaeus threw aside his coat, jumped up and came to Jesus. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked, My rabbi, the blind man said, I want to see.
And Jesus said to him, go, for your faith has healed you.
Amen. Amen. Go, your faith has healed you. Amen. He was specific. He said, my desire is that I want to see. What is that sickness today that has troubled your mind, your thoughts? You are submitting it to God today. Maybe it is not you. It's your loved one. Maybe it is your colleague at work. Maybe it is someone who is not even here in any other continent of this world. But you are saying, God, this is my specific prayer today. As Bartimaeus was so specific, he said, I want to see. Jesus said, your faith, he said, go, your faith has made you whole. And the man was able to see. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verse 38. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all manner of sicknesses and diseases. Yes, God was with him. Oh my God, God was with him. Let me read it properly. Acts of the Apostles 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The Bible says all. The Bible says all. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 5 verse 16, where we read, the Bible says all. Hallelujah. Acts of the Apostles chapter 19 verse 11, where we read, the Bible says all. So there is no sickness that God cannot heal. There is no disease that God cannot heal. Rise up on your feet. Begin to pray right now. Be specific. Begin to thank God right now that, Lord, I thank you that I believe you are the healer. I thank you, my Lord, my God, that you are able to heal. I submit, oh God, this sickness before you, Lord. Is it cancer? Lord, we say you are bigger than cancer. My Lord, my God, we say, is it arthritis? We say you are bigger than arthritis. My Lord, my God, we say, is it kidney disease? You are bigger than kidney disease. My Lord, my God, we say, is it, oh my Lord, yes, Father, the stomach pains? You are bigger than stomach pains. Is it the lungs? Is it the liver? You are bigger than any sickness and disease. We say we surrender all at the foot of the cross. You are able to heal. Lord, is it deafness? You are bigger than deafness. Is it blindness? You are bigger than blindness. In the name of Jesus. Lord, stretch forth your hand to heal. The apostle says, Lord, stretch forth your hand to heal. He said, behold their threatenings and stretch forth your hand, Lord, to heal. One of the ministers this morning, Lord, reminded us. He said, oh Lord, yes, Father, they were threatening them. He said, a miracle that is so vivid has been done. What shall we do with these men? He said, let's threaten them that they will stop speaking in this name of Jesus. But the apostle said, we would rather obey God than man. And they carried on speaking in the name of Jesus. They carried on healing in the name of Jesus. And my Lord, my God, we pray this afternoon. We say there is healing in your name. We say there is healing in your name. We say, Lord, there is hope in your name. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you. Do we have anyone among us, oh God, this afternoon, who are saying, Lord, I've been praying. And I've been praying, Lord, for many years, for many days, concerning this sickness, and I've not seen any results. My Lord, my God, you who caused this man at the pool of Bethesda, who had stayed there for so many years, and Lord, on that very day you visited him, by the power and the authority that is in your name, visit your people right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let there be healing to that sickness. Lord, may there be made whole right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, are they standing in the gap for someone here? Lord, as they will call today, Lord, they will receive their testimony that something happened today and I have been healed. In the name of Jesus, my Lord, my God, we thank you that today is the day. Lord, it is the day of celebration because you have remembered us, because you have visited us today, and we receive, O God, of your healing power. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.